Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I felt Cole out there. I mean, making big plays, you could sense his speed, and he was popping some people out there. And that's, again, a journey of a young player who is taking steps in the right direction. So, and it's because of his preparation. You know, when you get more and more experience, like anything in life, you start to a little bit more understand what it's going to take, what the job description is, and he's going to continue to grow for us here.
Sean McDermott on Cole Bishop. Football Monday on WGR. Sabres have Utah in town for a game tomorrow night. Baseball is over. Were you ready for a full menu of college basketball men and women scores today? I was not.
Not exactly. It is November. I mean, I guess I should have been ready, but I've been seeing the games queued up in my app. I have the ESPN app, and I go to that often to just get a quick look at a box score or something if I feel like on any given Sunday I didn't have a good feel for how a game went. I'll try to just go in there. Anyway, it lets you set up favorites. So there was a point in time where I thought, like, well, you know, I work here. I want to know when everyone's playing. So men's and women's basketball at all the schools, it's a long list, and it's been there for a few days now. Like, I knew it was coming, but it still surprised me when I heard basketball scores today.
Yes. St. Bonaventure played at 11 this morning, and it wasn't the first game. There was a game at 9. They don't wait.
Eastern?
Yes.
Wow. That's no joke.
I guess it's our time here. We're going all day.
I guess so.
Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
So I was just seeing Debo Samuel for the Commanders. That team is out of the playoff race completely. And, they didn't give up much for him. I feel like everyone's talking about these big trades for Olave or Garrett Wilson or Jalen Waddle, while there's that's just a move you can make for a fourth or fifth round pick, or maybe pick up Justin Simmons or Christian Wilkins from free agency. I don't know. Your thoughts?
On Debo, right? That's what you're asking?
Mostly on Debo.
Yeah, I wouldn't go near Wilkins. I just feel like how that ended in with the Raiders is just I'd be stunned if the Bills went that route. I mean, Debo Samuel's been one of my favorite players to watch. I just don't know how much juice there is there. There's enough juice that I did notice. I did not watch this game closely last night because it was just so lopsided by the time even we got done with our post-game coverage. But at 28-7, he's running a kickback, Debo Samuel. And I just thought to myself, what are we doing here? Is that what we want? That just does not seem like they're already sort of scraping by at pass catchers to begin with. And I just thought it was weird that he'd be running a kickback down 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, it's part of his portfolio.
Yep.
He makes sense to be traded. I just will say again, show me that the Bills are going to trade for a name wide receiver here after everything that's been said and done. It's not just, I'm not oblivious to how the season is going for this. People can change their positions. But I think they probably think that they're doing fine with this. And, you know, here's another game where you can kind of pick at it. Kincaid should play more or whatever else you want to do. It was not a game where wide receivers really popped at all. But they scored 28 points and beat Kansas City. And I just, you can always augment. And I think there is room for that possibility here. But I just continue to think that they probably don't think themselves that they have a problem. But we'll see.
I think I've said a few times, I think defensive line now, finding a way to replace the juice they're going to lose in Hoyt, who we barely, I mean, we got like 6.5 quarters of Michael Hoyt this year. And I felt his presence during every bit of it. I think with him being out, coupled with Oliver being out the week before, both of them long-term, Oliver maybe back in January, whatever. So a lot of football to be played. I think replacing that to try to keep the juice they have generated up front the last couple of weeks makes more sense than shopping for receiver. But I want to add one caveat to that, and it's, you know, I asked Eric Wood about it. I brought it up myself. Is it load management with Kincaid because they're worried about his legs? He had the oblique. I mean, if he is their most dangerous guy and they're already spotting him in part because they want to make sure they can preserve him, I mean, how thin is the ice under your feet on that, right? Like, if he's unavailable, then, I mean, where am I? I mean, that could enhance their desire to just sort of cover themselves, make sure they've got another guy somewhere. So I don't know. Maybe I'm asking for too much. I might be asking for two moves.
That could also be Gabe Davis in the back.
Yeah, Gabe Davis, who started practicing last week meaningfully for the first time in a year and couldn't even make it through the week. That guy? Yeah, that sounds great.
Well, I mean, you're right. He's no Deebo Samuel for durability, I guess.
I don't love that idea either, frankly. I want younger, more juice than I think Deebo myself. Right,
there's some overlap, but he's really been a unique player.
Yep.
The Kincaid thing, you're not saying it does. It doesn't have to be any sort of load management issue there. It doesn't have to be. Maybe a little bit, but they're winning these games again. Carolina, throw it out. I mean, they didn't even know, one of many Bills games the last 5 years where you just can't even, like, use the data after at least the second quarter or something in the game. The game's a blowout. It's just, I'm not sure the best way to put it.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
I don't see Kincaid as, like, fundamental to who they are, who they want to be as an offense. I think he's somebody that moves in and is a complement to how they want to play, which is to his benefit, because you have to just be ready for a physical battle against the Bills. That's why Hawes plays more. That's why Knox plays a lot. I mean, that's, Kincaid has always been, right? He's always been a victim of this. Not Hawes, because Hawes is a rookie, but with Knox. And so he's always capped, and the games are still the positive game script. You do have injury stuff, maybe. That was always there, too, kind of different times. Not the first time we've had that. I don't know. I think that he's probably playing about as much as they want. Maybe you get up to like 50%. What's yesterday? 35. Next up is Mike. Hello.
Hi, guys. I was wondering what your thoughts on the Bills making a move for Calais Campbell. I know he's older. He still seems to be playing at a very high level. He's smart. And do you think the Cardinals will be willing to move him?
I don't have any idea if they would.
Or if the player would be of a mind. He chose to go back there. He's a veteran guy that I'd be surprised if they moved him against his wishes. So I think I'd want him to know that he's on board. He was a player of interest to me in the offseason.
He's 39. They play tonight. I'm not sure they think of their season as dead yet, Arizona. Maybe tonight would turn that. He has a Pro Football Reference nickname. You're not going to get it.
Captain Campbell.
The mayor of Saxonville.
Oh, my God. That's from time.
Somebody thought of that.
That's from time with the Jaguars. Yes,
I would hope.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 years with Jacksonville there in the middle of his career.
The mayor of Saxonville. I will pay you $100 in cash if Troy Aikman calls him the mayor of Saxonville tonight on Monday Night Football.
I'm excited to find out what happens. Do I have to watch and listen to the whole game now because of this possibility?
Well, I'm not going to. So I'll have to take somebody's word. I need video evidence.
Okay. That shouldn't be the hard part. It's getting him to say it.
Right, yeah.
Of course, you retire that nickname once you're not on Jacksonville anymore.
I would advise that, yeah.
Not that he's flaunting it, maybe, or probably not. Just somebody wrote it there on profootballreference.com. All right, interesting idea, Mike. He's flaunting it.
He's walking into the game tonight in a Cardinals-colored starter jacket, but it says Mayor of Saxonville. Mayor of and Saxonville along the bottom.
Guys, I'm not sure where Calais Campbell's allegiances really lie. I'll hang up and listen. Right. Wearing that jacket. 803-0550, Sal Capaccio joins at 6. Plenty of time for your calls before that. This is WGR.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.